This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
May 3rd, May 5th, you name it, it can be a tough time of year. Barry Irwin joins us now, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. How you doing, Barry?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So I'm looking at a post here from Julie O'Donoghue, a reporter for the Louisiana Illuminator. She says on Twitter, the Louisiana House just voted unanimously for a major rewrite of the state ethics laws pushed by Governor Jeff Landry. No lawmaker got up to ask a single question. The ethics board staff expressed many concerns about the bill Friday. Then her story says, while facing ethics charges, Landry pushes overhaul of investigation process. That's a big overview. Maybe you can give us the details on what's going on, Barry, and your thoughts.
Yeah, well, it is a big rewrite of the ethics legislation, and it really goes from top to bottom. I mean, I think the thing that really concerned us, and we spoke out about it, was what it really does is make it almost impossible for, you know, the ethics board to really investigate folks. And, you know, I won't say to get a conviction or to find somebody, you know, at fault, but it really raises the bar a lot. And so, you know, almost everything requires a two-thirds vote just to begin an investigation. You know, there are other considerations that are put in there. It gives legislators a lot more ability to do things like with trips and, you know, entertainment and those types of things. So I don't know. You know, my feeling is we had this period under Bobby Jindal where we wanted to have the gold standard of, you know, ethics and number one in ethics. And, you know, I guess we just got tired of that. And so we don't feel that way anymore.
So what could be the effects of this, I guess? What could that look like, Barry, the new, if this passes as proposed, this law? What could people do maybe and not be subject to review or not be investigated for?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you kind of worry about is, you know, there are violations. Let's not be, you know, it's not big in the news all the time, but it does happen that there are violations of things. And a lot of them have to do with, you know, family things, nepotism-related things, or hires that are inappropriate for a lot of reasons. You know, it's not the end-of-the-world thing, but there are things that we don't want to happen. And they're the things that erode confidence that people have in government and in government officials and in our political leaders. So we need to have these things in place so that, you know, we can maintain that confidence. What I fear that will happen is that people will be, you know, kind of much more lax with trying to pay attention to some of these things. You know, accepting kind of gifts or things that they shouldn't be accepting from people who should not be giving them to them because they're doing business with the entity or whatever it is like that. And it just becomes more of a way of life of accepting these things because it will be so hard for the ethics board to actually get the votes, you know, to make a conviction and that type of thing.
And let me be clear about this. I just try to call balls and strikes, okay? So when it comes to, on one hand, we're saying that we want to make the business, the state more business-friendly. We want to attract new businesses. We want to change tax code. We want to do this. We want to do that. It would seem to me Louisiana long had a reputation of, you know, it's bad in a lot of places, but in Louisiana, the bribery, the corruption is really bad. It would seem to me like if you're trying to attract new businesses and you're trying to change the business climate in Louisiana, that it's disingenuous to loosen ethics laws while you're trying to do that, if you're going to attract new businesses. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, let's be honest. This probably is going to be on the radar for a little while here, and then it's probably going to go away. I mean, kind of what happened, if you remember back in the Jindal thing, they made a big deal about it. We said, look, this is part of our reputation. It's not a good part of our reputation, and we're going to go try and do some things to fix it, and did some things to move up into the rankings. Honestly, it rankled a lot of the legislators. They've always kind of had, you know, a spot of, angst about having to do some of the things they have to do. And finally, I think the pendulum has swung back. But, you know, you're right. I don't think it looks great in the headlines for us to have some of the issues that we have and then say, oh, yeah, and we're going backwards on ethics laws. Mm,
that's the only point I was trying to make. Let me take a break. We come back. We'll talk about disclosure, I guess, as far as something else the governor's pushing for to shield campaign spending on constitutional amendments, which is odd because the governor accused George Soros of tanking his March ballot initiative, but now he wants to make it harder to determine, as I understand it, who's paying for what ad against what proposal. We'll talk about that and other things as well with the session when we come back with Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for Better Louisiana. Oakenheart Jeweler text me lines open at 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments, 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Governor's pushing for an overhaul of ethics investigation processes, and while he's facing some ethics charges, and we, while we talk about building a better business climate, it would seem as though making sure that public officials were subject to scrutiny and weren't on the take, and I'm not implying anything here for anybody, but just in terms of it just seems contradictory to say we're going to change a tax structure to make it business friendly here, but yet we're going to make it a little bit harder to find out what's going on over there with politicians and who has influence. Along those lines, Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders of a Better Louisiana, is with us. They're talking about shielding campaign spending on constitutional amendments and tax proposals, which is interesting because the governor, after he got his rear end handed to him on a ballot with his March proposals, blame George Soros for putting money behind this, but this would actually make it more difficult to determine who's paying for what, right?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't get this at all. I mean, there's a full, complete campaign finance overhaul, which you can sort of understand. You may disagree or agree or disagree, but you can understand what they're doing. This I do not understand. I mean, it just seems like basic, freedom of whatever that people should know. When these ballots and measures are on the ballot, keep in mind, a lot of these are tax measures, the things that are important. A lot of them are constitutional amendments that deal with things that are, you know, big deals in our state. We ought to be able to know who is kind of pushing for or against some of these things. It's just, you know, common sense. I don't understand this, but it's not a good step in the right direction.
And sure. Even at that, Barry, correct me if I'm wrong, but what, you know, if it carries the disclaimer paid for by, you still need to do some research to see who the hell paid for it by is, right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You don't know who it is. There are these different things with various PACs. And you know, they can already do this to some degree already. But, yeah, they don't have to disclose who's behind it. So you got to name, you know, Citizens for Good Stuff, but you don't know who that is. And that just, you know, transparency is, to me, always the solution to so many of the problems that we have. But if we're taking away transparency, that's just really a step in the wrong direction.
And there's no doubt that these things we're talking about would take away transparency, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we don't want to try and prevent everybody from doing everything. Certainly there's freedom of speech, there's freedom of expression, freedom for people to contribute to causes that they believe in. That's fine and good. We probably have too much money in the system, and we're probably going to be adding more with it. But at least if we have transparency, you and I can look and see where the money's coming from. We can see if we agree or disagree with that source. It can help us make decisions about things that we do have to decide. And when we don't have that transparency, it just makes it harder for all of us.
And when it comes to relocating businesses, companies don't want to have to bribe officials, correct? They want an even playing field?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that's of interest to me is I would think, you know, businesses don't want to cross the legislature or governor, political people. I get that. But on the other hand, it's kind of sending a message to businesses, you know, bring your money and we're going to be going into your pockets.
Yep. I got you. Thank you, Barry.